You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The SPAR Group released their interim results for the 6 months ended, or for their first 6 months rather, not the 6 months ended, but for the first 6 months of their new financial year. We're going to be taking a look at these results in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer at the SPAR Group, Rhys Isaacs. He joins me on the line now to see if we can make sense of that performance. Mr. Isaacs, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations are in order. You and I have not had the privilege of speaking since you've assumed the role. I imagine it was a bit of an unexpected turn of events with the change of leadership, but congratulations. And nonetheless, on the numbers side, how are you and the team finding the first 6 months of the year?
Jimmy, firstly, thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for the congratulations. It certainly wasn't on the bingo card for 2026, but here we are, and it's been quite a 90 days. But just to back to your question, the first half has been tough. There's no doubt about it. I mean, earnings, headline earnings down 50%, 55%, 54%, and SA margin at circa 1%. There's a few bright spots in there, it's our Irish performance, our working capital management. We manage the sale of AWG, which is our UK our UK business, and that's the last part of the European cleanup. So the portfolio is focused on SA and Ireland, but we've got let's just say foundational work to do in the groceries and liquor business in South Africa.
Rhys, can we take a look at that cleanup? Obviously, this predates your term as chief executive. I remember catching up with your predecessor, Angelo Swartz, around the exit out of Europe, the exit from Poland, from the UK, from Ireland, as you mentioned. Take us through, from a strategy perspective, where you now sit coming into the role, having to manage partly the cleanup, but also charting a new way forward effectively for the SPAR Group.
Yeah, so just to be clear, we haven't exited Ireland. We've exited Poland, Switzerland, and the UK business. So Ireland remains very much part of the portfolio, and currently, I mean, in the past 6 months, under very under difficult trading conditions, it's still managed to grow the top line and deliver a 3% margin. So it's a great business with a great team. It's certainly not our intention to exit that business. And our focus is entirely on Ireland and South Africa currently. We've got a JV interest in Sri Lanka. But that's very small at the moment, and it consumes no management time and no capital. We're supporting growing that business in a country where 20% of food retail is formalized. But otherwise, the focus is entirely in South Africa, and an outside focus on the groceries and liquor business.
Rhys, I want to get your thoughts on the stabilization efforts from a business perspective. Obviously, the KZN stabilization program essential towards turning the business in the right direction. Alongside that, obviously, the business looking at, like you, as you mentioned, the joint ventures and your overall growth strategies, the wholesale business and the wholesale focus coming into the next chapter of the business. Take us through how those moving parts are shaping your 6 months. And while we're looking at that, I want to take a look at perhaps something more in line with your own personal journey, having to navigate leading a business that is dominated in KZN. You were based in the Western Cape at one point. How are you seeing the South African dynamic as a whole, having worked across the country?
Yeah, so in terms of the SA business, and actually the group as a whole, I think one of my first tasks was to stabilize the leadership team and the management team. And I'm a firm believer in putting people in the right people, in the right place and holding them and empowering them, but holding them accountable for deliveries. So, you know, the big appointments that we made was Megan Paidigadu, who was COO, a very experienced CFO, who was COO at Spar, has moved back into the CFO role, taken over from myself. And she doesn't just bring CFO experience, she brings turnaround experience to the group. We appointed Jerome Jacobs, a very experienced Spar person, 30 years in the business, MD of the North Rand division, into the role of groceries and liquor managing director. And he's firmly based in KZN, and that was something that we were missing. We didn't replace Max Oliver when he left, and then we appointed a new CMO in John Bradshaw. And obviously marketing, promotions, brand, very important for Spar. We spend a huge amount on that, and you know, we have an opportunity to reposition the brand, get the maximum out of our marketing expenses, and support the retailers with growth. as far as the SA dynamics and, you know, me being based, I am based in Cape Town, but it's really about the team. We are a decentralized business. We have, you know, six big centers that we operate out of, you know, three inland and three coastal. We always have the Irish business, we have the Sri Lankan business, and we have teams around the country. So we operate, you know, from wherever we are needed. And I do an extreme, I mean, I do lots of travels. So I've been to Ireland. I've spent a bit of time in Johannesburg. I've spent, you know, an outsized amount of time in KZN, but so does the team. But, I think the key is that the groceries and liquor team, you know, has a leader that is based in KZN, and that is absolutely the case.
Reza, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what, for you, seems to be the biggest challenge confronting the Spar Group at the moment. Obviously, restructuring is never easy, and rebuilding and resetting is never easy, especially with a business the size of the Spar Group. What do you feel could potentially be the biggest challenge for the group at the moment?
Look, you know, the business is a special business. I have to say I've come to appreciate this business more and more. You know, it is a business that, you know, in a way is very simple. It needs to have operational excellence. It needs to buy smartly. It needs to, you know, warehouse goods. It needs to distribute efficiently, and then it needs to manage a brand and do effective marketing. And in so doing, it needs to support the retailers. So, you know, we are the second biggest grocery business at retail in Southern Africa. We operate out of six countries in Southern Africa. You know, the model is suited to South Africa, that with diverse communities, with informal retail, with independent retail, and a one size fits all, you know, retail chain doesn't necessarily achieve that. So I have absolute belief in the model. I think for us, it is basically, and this may sound like cliche, but we need to get back to basics. We need to get back to being, you know, the best at what we do, and focus on the basics. I think we've been distracted by our international expansion. We've been distracted by SAP implementation that didn't go to plan. We spent a lot of money on that, and it's created, you know, balance sheet and other challenges for us. That's taken up an inordinate amount of management attention. So we need to get back to what we do best, and that's, you know, being the best wholesaler that can support our retailers and independent retail in the country.
Getting back to basics and ensuring that the business resets the fundamentals that need to be reset if the success of the business is to be attained. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Wish you all of the very best, Reza, to you and the team as you turn the business back on its on the right track. Chief Executive Officer at the SPAR Group, Reza Isaacs, joining us to take a look at the first 6 months of the year and what it is that they're doing as a business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.